Welcome back to Tip TV Finance, where we're talking to Clem Chambers, who's founder and a CEO at ADVFN.com, the financial website of note in the UK. How are you today, Clem?
Very good, thank you.
Right, I was saying to myself, because you know I do these things, in the wake of the migrant ban that Mr. Trump delivered the other week, if the markets can survive this, they can survive anything. And so far, just about, but maybe that was just to do with the non-farm payrolls.
Well, there's always this kind of desensitization that's going on at the moment, where, you know, once upon a time, if you kind of got anything slightly wrong, you would be kicked out of your profession. Now you can say what you like. Yeah. And there's definitely an element of that. So would actually anything surprise the market? I mean, maybe it's just been made a bit numb. But the market is being a bit numb, isn't it, Zach? I mean, it's going sideways. It's not actually going anywhere at the moment.
But isn't it the case that I suppose the market's also, I mean, people have to think quickly. They've decided that that particular issue is not going to be a market moving or a corporate company changing or earnings changing event.
Is it only meant to be 120 days?
Well, that's what they say. But I mean, yeah, so basically it's not really going to affect the you know, earnings, and therefore we can just go on as usual.
Well, I mean, it takes a lot to move the market. I mean, if you look at the Second World War and you look at the FTSE, or for that matter, the Dow, Dow's a better example, you wouldn't know there was a war going on. So, you know, the market's very resilient. So sometimes bad news is good and sometimes good news is good. So, you know, it does take a lot to move the market. And I don't think small political issues make much of a difference. But, I mean, you know, things like trade with China, really having a import duty tax with Mexico, that can make a big difference.
Right. So, I mean, basically at the moment we're looking at a situation that even if Trump was impeached and Mike Pence came in, I mean, that wouldn't really make any difference to the market at all.
Well, he's meant to be the poison pill, isn't he? That you know, Pence is even worse potentially than Trump.
Okay.
I mean, that's what my American friends tell me. That's why he was chosen, because everyone would look and go, well, you know, Trump is mad and bad and dangerous to know, but Pence, oh, no, really?
Okay, so he's got everything worked out. As far as the currency is concerned, I mean, the dollar it's wobbled, but it's sort of stabilised at the lower levels. Is that an indication of interest rate expectations at all?
Well, I've got some kind of runaway triggers, and one of them is Trump attacks the Fed. For Trump to do what he needs to do, he needs low interest rates. And for low interest rates, he needs the Fed. So if we're going to have low interest rates for him to, you know, pump a few trillion dollars around the place, then why should the dollar be, you know, incredibly strong? I mean, it's very strong, but, you know, interest rates might not be going up after all, because, you know, if Trump and the Fed have some sort of, you know, approbation, then interest rates aren't going to go up that fast, are they?
Right, and looking at the other aspect at the moment, which seems to have just triggered now, gold breaking through 1220, is gold a market that you're actually considering in a big way at the moment?
I don't like gold. Paper gold, is that gold? Gold is gold is gold. Do you want to own that? Do you want to have that in your house? You know, oh, I've got $50,000 worth of gold in my basement. I mean, gold's just an awkward material, you know. I mean, it's. I can't get excited about gold unless it was at $1,000 an ounce or maybe $900 an ounce. You know, I'm just not a gold bug. So, you know, it is a barbaric metal, and, you know, how can you invest in slightly irrational things? You know, it's too irrational for me. Don't like it. It's like silver. I look at silver and I go, wow, yeah, imagine silver coins. Yeah, I could buy bags of silver coins. It's just not for me.
Right,
I don't follow it.
Right, fine. I just wanted to get into the area which I know you are an expert in and you do like, which is the tech area. Are tech stocks in a bubble already?
Well, tech stocks are always the bubble, isn't it? I mean, that they were a bubble in 2000, they were a bubble in 1870. I mean, that's what tech companies do. That's really what drives the market, tech stocks. I mean, my position is, I look at the fundamentals of the political situation, I want to run and hide. I look at the charts and it says the market's going up quite a long way. So if the market's going to go up a long way, the tech stocks are going to go up there with it. If, you know, if it is Armageddon, then, you know, buy your bullets and your corned beef and get yourself a nice piece of desert land and put some barbed wire fence around it. But I'm really, like the market, caught between, you know, the land and the sea here, because you know, the political situation of a Trump. I mean, it's just a revolutionary position. Revolutions tend to end really badly. However, it's very hard to call them. I mean, Trump could be fortunate for Europe because he could actually scare the French into not, you know, electing Marine Le Pen, which would be terrible if she was elected. So, you know, it could go anywhere. It's a very risky market. Well, risk equals reward. So that's what I keep reminding myself. You know, in the old days, the risk has been taken out of the market. And that meant, to an extent, that's why a lot of people have not been making any money. No risk, no reward. Well, risk is back. Reward is back. And unless something drastic doesn't happen, or if you can see it coming and get out before it occurs, there's a lot of money to be made.
But don't you think it's just like normally you climb a wall of worry and that's how you get rewarded. Now we're climbing a wall of horror, basically. So we'll get rewarded even more. Is that a possibility?
That's what the chart says. I mean, I don't like it, but that's what the chart is saying. So it's trade what you see. So, you know, I'm a very, very cautious bull. But the market is not going anywhere. So the market is also thinking the same thoughts. I mean, obviously, it's good to be in banks, I would say. Mm. Yeah, because, you know, definitely America is going to get friendly with banks. And there's a lot of people are going to be fighting trade wars. And banks are the financial military, right? So banks have got to be bolstered in this new volatile world. And I think that's going to be something that's going to be a trend for many, many years to come, certainly 3 or 4 years, and that's going to be great for banks. So that's where I'm positioned. I keep going, this is all going to go wrong. I better check all my stocks and get rid of anything that looks a bit toppy. Can't find anything. So, you know, what's a man to do? You have to sit on your hands, like the book says, buy and hold, and have your triggers in place. I've got my triggers in place. One is something bad happens to Tesla. The second one is Donald Trump attacks the Fed. And the third one is his spokeswoman. You know, I can never remember her name, but she's a real attack dog, as they say in political. The alternative facts woman. If she was to suddenly leave the Trump administration, I'd be gone as well. So, you know, canaries in the coal mine for Trump. That's what I'm looking at the moment.
Clem Chambers, founder and CEO at ADVFN. Thank you very much for talking to us today.
Thanks, Zach.